Masechet Kinim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Masechet is going to deal primarily with bird korbanot that became mixed with each other. There are two types of bird korbanot, a hatat and an olah. A hatat and an olah are offered differently than each other. The Mishnayot will discuss that in detail towards the end of the Masechet. There are two types of birds that could be brought as a korban, torim and b'neyonah, turtle doves, and young pigeons. A korban could both be voluntary and obligatory. When they're voluntary, they would be an olah. There's no such thing as a hatat that's voluntary. When they're obligatory, they're brought always as a pair. One bird would be as a hatat, and the other bird would be as an olah. But even when they're voluntary, the person is usually going to bring he's going to make a swear to bring a pair of bird olot, which he would have to then bring two birds as olot. There are exceptions to these rules, but we're talking here very generally. A pair of birds is called a ken. The plural of many pairs of birds is kinim, which is the name of the masechet. Birds usually come in pairs, and that's why our masechet is going to be talking about mixtures of bird offerings. Bird offerings that are obligatory, a pair that's being brought, one is a hatat, one is an olah, are brought in the following six situations. A person who does an avera, that's mentioned in the beginning of the fifth perek of Sefer Vayikra. The three averot that he could do is, number one, denying testimony when he knows something. Number two, if he contaminates holy things. Number three, if he swears falsely or he doesn't keep an oath. Those are one set of averot that he would bring the hatat and olah offerings for, the obligatory ones. Number two, if you have a poor woman who gave birth and she couldn't afford the higher level korbanot, she would bring these. If you have number three and four, a zav or a zava when they become pure. Number five, a nazir who became tameh from a human corpse. And number six, somebody with sara'at who becomes pure and cannot afford animal offerings. We see from this list, both men and women could become obligated in this, but it's most common for women to bring these obligations because childbirth and a woman becoming a zava are more common. So the Mishnah here will usually speak of a woman when talking about the cases of bringing a pair of birds. Like we said, there are two types of bird offerings, a bird hatat and a bird olah, and we'll deal with how we treat mixtures of birds if we don't know what's the hatat and what is the olah. We'll first talk about laws that are important to understanding the korbanot themselves. Mishnah says, "Hatat ha'of na'aset lemata, v'hatat behema lemala." The bird hatat is offered below the red line that separates the upper and lower halves of the mizbeach. There was a red mark that was drawn outside of the mizbeach to mark the upper and lower parts where the blood is going to be applied. And an animal hatat is offered above the red line on the upper half of the mizbeach. The blood is applied on the upper half of the mizbeach. So the blood of a bird hatat is below the half point of the mizbeach, and the blood of an animal hatat is applied on the upper half of the mizbeach. The main parts of a bringing of a korban are the shechita and the application of the blood. With a bird, there's no real shechita. With a bird hatat, we don't slaughter it, but we do melika. The kohen takes his thumbnail and he presses it through the back of the neck of the bird and he kills it in that way. That is its shechita for korbanot. The application of blood is he takes the bird, he shakes out some of the blood and he onto the wall of the mizbeach, and then he squeezes or presses the bird against the wall of the mizbeach to squeeze out the remaining blood, which drips down to the yesod, to the base. And we learn that from the Pesukim that since the blood of the hatat drips down to the base, when it comes to the bird over here, that it has to be applied to the lower half of the mizbeach, or if that wasn't the case, the blood would sometimes not go all the way down to the base if it was applied on the upper part of the mizbeach. So here when we're talking about a korban, it's talking about the applying of blood, which is with the bird on the lower half of the mizbeach. And melika, the shehaita, for a bird that's done with it. With an animal, hatat, we say that regular shehaita has to happen. The kohen then catches the blood and he smears it on top of the mizbeach. And he also applies to the four corners that are on top of the mizbeach. Olat ha'of na'aset lemala, ve'olat ha'behema lemata. The bird ola, the blood, is applied to the mizbeach above the red line, on the upper half of the mizbeach. And the ola of a behema, the blood, is applied below the red line, lower half of the mizbeach. So we see here, there's a flip. When it comes to the bird ola, it's applied to the upper half of the mizbeach, but an animal ola is applied to the lower half of the mizbeach. It's the opposite of how we treated the hatat. After an ola bird is killed with melika, the application of the blood happens here as well, by pressing it against the wall of the mizbeach to squeeze out the blood. And the pesukim here talk about the squeezing out of the blood right after the burning of its head on top of the mizbeach. So we see that the squeezing of the blood has to be on the wall that's near the top of the mizbeach, where the burning of the head is happening. So we learn that with the bird, over here, uniquely, different than the hatat, it happens on the upper half of the mizbeach. After the ola animal is killed through regular shehaita, the kohen catches the blood, and he puts the blood against two diagonally opposite corners of the mizbeach. We also learn this from a pasuk, that it's done opposite the yesod, the base, which is on the lower half of the mizbeach. Im shina baze ubaze pasul. If he changed the place of where the blood is supposed to be applied, if he applied the bird hatat above the red line or the bird ola below the red line, then the whole korban is not valid. The halakha is generally, if there's a question if a particular bird is a ola or a hatat, we don't bring it. Cannot be offered at all. And that's because of this point that we're making over here, this reason that if the blood is applied to the wrong half of the mizbeach, the korban is fully not valid. Another halakha about bird offerings. Seder kinim kahu, the procedure of bird pairs, if they're brought as a hatat and ola, is as follows. Ahova ehad hatat ve'ehad ola. If someone's bringing an obligatory bird pair offering, one of the birds is a hatat and one of them is in ola. If people are obligated to bring a pair of birds, what results is it's a hatat and an ola, one on one. A zav or a zava, a woman who can't afford to bring animals when she gives birth. In these cases, the Torah tells us straight out, one hatat and one ola. Benedarim undavot kulan olot. But if a person is bringing a bird offering, a bird pair, when it's not obligatory, but it's voluntary, like a vow offering or a donated offering, which the Mishnah will continue to explain, all of them are olot. There's no such thing as a voluntary hatat. A voluntary korban is brought by a person that's a bird. Automatically, it's going to be a voluntary ola offering. Now we'll explain what we mean by vowed and donated. We use the words nedarim and also nedavot. So let's elaborate on what we meant over there. Ezehu neded, what's a vow offering? Ha'omer hare alai ola. If he says, I obligate myself to bring a bird or an animal ola, so he's making a vow to bring a korban. He has to then designate an ola to fulfill his vow, his swear. Ve'ezehu nedava, what's a nedava? A donated offering. Ha'omer hare zo ola. Somebody takes an animal and he says, this or bird, this bird is an ola. That person didn't make a personal vow to bring an ola, but he took an animal or a bird and he declared them to be an ola. It's on the object. He then has to bring that bird or animal that he designated as an ola. That's not an obligatory offering. Torah doesn't require him to bring, you know, this animal to make, you know, or the bird as an ola. So he's voluntarily doing so, but now that he voluntarily made the swear, it becomes an obligation. Ma benedarim lenedavot. What's the difference in halakha between a vow offering and a donated offering? In both cases, he's now obligated to bring an ola offering. Ela shenedarim metu o nignevu hayavim be'achrayutam. In the case of a neder, someone is taking a personal obligation on themselves to bring this ola, then, in that type of case, if the animal died or the animal was stolen, the person is responsible to replace them with different korbanot, because the people made the personal vow, didn't fulfill their vow yet. It's not on the animal, but it's on the person. He's supposed to bring a bird. So even when he designated a bird, that helps him fulfill his own vow. But if the animal dies or the animal is stolen, he didn't fulfill his own vow and he has to bring another bird, as in Ola. Undavot metu o nignevu en hayavin ba'achrayutan. But in the case of a donated animal, if they die or they were stolen before the korban was brought, he's not obligated to replace them with different korbanot. The people didn't vow to do anything on themselves. They sanctified certain animals or certain birds as olot, and therefore, if those animals can't be brought any longer, then the person's off the hook. He doesn't have to replace them.